34 down, 51 light. White 20. White 27.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Week 17 edition of Pre-Snap Read, where we go inside the trends in the National Football League using the All 22 tape. And to do it, we've got the best of the business, NFL film senior producer, the one, the only, Greg Cosell. Welcome. Here we are, the last week, Week 17.
Let's hope there's more after this week.
Yes, well, we'll see what happens. But we've always looked at trends and what's kind of new and different in the National Football League, or sometimes what is old is new and vice versa. However, the thing that has been incredible this season, the point totals are just astronomical. The league has now set a record for points in a season and
skyrocketing.
It's insane. And you know, I think part of it, Greg, I think the rules sort of dictate that offense is going to go up because you're going to throw when you can't touch the receiver or tight end or running back past 5 yards. But we've seen, though, some physical play in recent weeks, some being called, some not being called. But when you watch that tape, why do you think the scoring is up?
Well, I think one reason is multiple wide receivers. It's always been easier on an offense when they use multiple wide receivers. There's never been quite as many good corners as there are receivers. And I remember talking to Mike Marks when he was with the Rams as the offensive coordinator under Dick Vermeil, and he had been with North Turner in Washington before that. And if you recall, he had Bruce and he had Holt, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, but he also had Ricky Prohl and Oz Akeem. And I remember him specifically telling me, when we put those four guys out there and we force the defense to go to their third and fourth corner, we have such a huge advantage. And I think for the most part, that still holds true. Teams are far more willing to draft and cultivate number three receivers than defenses and organizations are willing to go after nickel corners. Now, maybe that's going to change. And we've talked about nickel corners so many times and how important they are, playing anywhere from 55 to 75% of snaps. But teams still don't seem to value them and place a premium on them.
No question about it. Now, we call this segment pre-snap read. And we know pre-snap, when we look at the Eagles, you never know what they're going to do.
No.
You could have DeSean Jackson running that fly sweep. You could see Riley Cooper in motion.
Sure.
What kind of stress does this put on the defense?
Well, that puts a ton of stress, because what it does is every time there's a motion, defenses have to have a response to that. They have to have an adjustment. Now, you may not see a defender move, but there has to be a defensive adjustment to that motion, because you're going to play, let's say, a 2x2 set with two receivers on each side differently than you're going to play a 3x1 set with three receivers to one side and one receiver to the other side. What the Eagles do, let's say, with DeSean Jackson now, is they put him in the backfield. So how do you defend that? Now, if you choose to play a lot of man coverage against the Eagles, now you have to feel comfortable matching up, obviously, but if you choose to play a lot of man, a lot of those conflicts go away because it's pretty much I got you. So if you're playing DeSean Jackson, it doesn't matter where he lines up. It doesn't matter what kind of motion there is before the snap. You're playing DeSean Jackson. But the main thing, one of the main things that Chip does, is he uses all 53 and a third of the field wide, and he gets people moving, and that causes conflict for defenders.
Now, when we talk about the tight end position, we've seen in recent weeks with the Eagles, we know the Eagles are playing the Cowboys, they use Gavin Escobar, their second-round pick out of San Diego State. For years, they've used two and three tight ends. The Eagles are now doing it. That's another position, Greg, where I just look at the conflict with defenses. With the athleticism of tight end, how do you defend these
guys?
Well,
that also creates an initial problem. And defensive coordinators have told me over the years that it's much tougher to defend 12 personnel, what you're saying, with one back and two tight ends, than it often is to defend three wide, because at least three wide, you know you're putting your nickel out there. With 12, two tight ends, what do you do? Do you put your base personnel out there and then get stuck with a linebacker or a safety matched up to a very athletic tight end? I mean, Zach Ertz is now beginning to look like that athletic tight end that we all thought he would be when he was drafted in the second round. Remember a few weeks ago against Arizona, he scored a touchdown against Rashard Johnson, the safety. He got matched up on the left side of the formation, one-on-one, beat him, great route, touchdown. Or if you're playing two tight ends, do you then put your nickel on the field and then you're stuck in the run game?
Exactly.
Because then your nickel corner has to maybe set the edge or has to take on an offensive lineman's block.
And for personnel staffs, if you're trying to draft defense, you've got to be able to match it up. You've got to spend you know, a high round pick on an athletic linebacker who could cover. Because if you can't cover at linebacker anymore, you're a two down defender.
Well, and I'm a firm believer that until organizations look at nickel corner and safety as more premium of a position than they have been in the past, you're going to continue to have these problems. Because I'll tell you what, coaches, and I talk to a lot of coaches, particularly in the offseason, they don't care about these philosophical discussions about the value of players on draft day. All they know about is if you're playing against, if you're a defensive coordinator and you're playing against Jimmy Graham or, you know, Antonio Gates or maybe Zach Ertz, you know, as he develops, all they care about is I need a safety who can cover. They don't care about the discussion about, well, I wouldn't take a safety in the second round. That doesn't mean anything to them. They need a safety who can cover.
Right, and then if you have a running back like LeSean McCoy who can catch the bottom of the backfield, you better have a linebacker capable of cover.
I mean, now you're seeing all these wheel routes with both wide receivers and with running backs out of the backfield. Somebody has to run with these guys. And it can't be a 245, 250-pound linebacker. They're not going to do that.
All right, Greg, great information out of you. Stay tuned here for more at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
54 down, 51 white. White 20. White 20.